we have an archaic system of electing a president not by the national popular vote, but by each state having a vote according to the total number of representatives in the House and Senate. And as a result, as in the case of the 2000 election, you can get one candidate wins the national popular vote, and the other candidate wins the presidency by the vote of the Electoral College. And I think people are ready for us to modernize our United States Constitution and elect our president by the person, the candidate, who has the most votes nationally.
And how was your suggestion received?
Well, of course, the little states are going to resist us. And, of course, that's always a problem when you try to get something like this passed through the Senate, because the little states have as many senators as the big states do. But it's an idea whose time has come, and we need to get it out there and start trying to get it done.
So do you think this is something that will happen soon?
It won't happen soon. Once the Congress passes it, and passes it by a two-thirds vote, then it has to be ratified by three-quarters of the states. And as a result, that's going to be a lengthy process.